sub-Saharan Africa, including in Botswana, Eswatini, Kenya, Malawi, South Africa, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. A total of 3,127 participants were included in the analysis at the time of the Data Safety and Monitoring Board review. The mean age of study participants was 26 years, and 57% of participants were 25 years or younger. 82% of the women enrolled were not living with their sexual partner, 55% reported two or more sexual partners in the past month, and one-third had a primary partner who was living with HIV or of unknown HIV status. Recognizing the challenges of COVID-19, the HPCN-084 study team developed plans to respond to the impact of the pandemic on study conduct. These plans included significant measures to protect study participants and staff during the peak of the pandemic. The team also proactively established metrics of disruption and used these to assess whether there would need to be administrative censoring of data during periods of disruption. And I'm very pleased to tell you that we did not meet any of the metrics for disruption. As of November 2020, participant visit completion at month 6, 12, 18, and 24 was 94%, 91%, 89%, and 91% of expected. The community advisory boards, the investigators, and the site staff, particularly at the 7 trial sites in South Africa, on this tremendously exciting result. This is a great success, and it is shared success for all of us, and one we hope that will lead to the expansion of HIV prevention options for women globally, and ultimately to reductions or elimination of HIV acquisition. We recognize that we're here because of the tremendous collaboration of many stakeholders, and I'd like to appreciate the support of FHI 360, the Statistics and Data Management Center, the Laboratory Center, the HPTN Network, and our in-country partners. We also want to acknowledge the study sponsor, the Division of AIDS at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the US, as well as the funding partnership of the Division of AIDS, the National Institutes for Mental Health, VIVE, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the generous contribution of study drug by Gilead. Thank you very much.